It is BBC Radio 2. This is Bob Harris Country and our session coming up now. And joining us in session this week, and a very special session it is too, is a band you can see here in the UK when C2C rolls around in a couple of weeks' time. I first met Rascal Flatts probably, must be about 13 or 14 years ago now, and it's been a joy to watch them grow and blossom into one of country's biggest acts in the world. And still, one of the best too, as you'll hear in a moment. Wait till you hear these harmonies. Gary LaVox, Jay DeMarcus and Joe Don Rooney, Rascal Flatts. The first song is called Banjo. One, two, one, two, three,
four. When I lose my smile, when my thoughts get jumbled, when the air and BS get too thick, can't take a breath without getting sick. Had enough of this concrete jungle. I drop my truck and drive, and I pick up my baby. Well, she jumps in with a kiss and a hey. We exit off that old highway. Sometimes you gotta go beyond the pavement. Cross a few creeks in a couple little shacks. Yeah, you gotta get lost all the way on out with crickets and frogs. Yeah, you're getting close now. And you kick it in a four-wheel drive and you run on a road. And you go, 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 till you hear a banjo. Ah, there it is. Little shacks, yeah, you gotta get lost all the way on out with crickets and frogs. Yeah, you're getting close now, and you kick it in a four-wheel drive when you run out of road. And you go, and you go, and you go, 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 till you wear a banjo. Pick a song. Little shacks. Yeah, you gotta get lost all the way on out. But with crickets and frogs, yeah, you're getting close now. And you kick it in a four-wheel drive and you run out of road. And you go, 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 and you go. Yeah. Till you hear that banjo. Ah, let's kick it, fellas.
Fantastic. That sounded so good.
Thank you.
It's
thank
Rascal you. Flatts with us. It's great you're here. Lovely to see you all again. And it, you know, brings back
great
all the memories of the time that we first met, which is, what, 12, 13 years ago now, at CMA, that first year you were at CMA. Because the band was founded here in Nashville, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, Jay and Gary are from Columbus, Ohio, and they moved to Nashville before I did. I got here in 98, and I met Jay through a mutual friend. And he'd been telling me about his cousin Gary that sang pretty good. He said, you got to come down and check this kid out, man. He's amazing. And ironically, he called me. I hadn't been able to make it down there in weeks. But he called me, and they needed a guitar player this one specific night. Their normal guitar player was sick. And Jay called me. He said, I've called all the guitar players I know. You're the last guy in line.
No, literally. That's not true.
It's not.
That's not true.
No, he called me.
He was fifth in line.
And I was so willing to go down there, and I'm so glad I did. That night changed my life forever, and I believe it changed their lives forever, mm-hmm. too. And to get to hear Gary LaVox sing for the first time in a club and a little smoky bar in Nashville, Tennessee, in a back alley, I mean, 30 people maybe max could fit in this club. And they were packing it out back then as a duo. And for them, they already had something going pretty daggum good. And for them to invite me in and make me part of it and make it a trio, I was so humbled by it. And I knew we had something so special early on with our harmonies and the way we connected together musically and the friendship factor. I mean, fast friends, you know, really yeah. quickly.
Yeah.
And, started right here in the heart of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, because Shelley Wright was a very important factor in those early days, wasn't she?
Yeah, Shelley, absolutely. Shelley Wright still a great artist. Jay was her band leader back then in 1998 and 1999, and through our mutual friend, a guy named Preston Stanfill, was her drummer. He told Jay about me, introduced me to Jay. Jay hired me in the band with Shelley, and I was on the road with them for a year. And, yeah, Shelley played a very important role in Rascal Flatts really getting together.
It's Rascal Flatts with us here on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. And what's your second song going to be?
It's going to be the last single off of our current album, yeah. And it's a song called Changed.
I came up out of the water, and I raised my hands up to the Father. I gave it all to Him that day, felt a new wind kiss my face. I walked away, eyes wide open, to finally see where I was going. It didn't matter where I'd been, I'm not the same man I was then. Got off track, I made mistakes, backslid my way into that place where souls get lost, lines get crossed, and the pain won't go away. Sorries, all the things I've done, man, that was not me. I wish that I could take it all back. I just want to tell them that. Tell them that I got off track, I made mistakes, backslid my way into that place. The souls get lost, lines get crossed, and the pain won't go. Yeah.
It is Rascal Flatts with us here in the studio. And, you know, Joe Don, you were saying about when you guys first got together, you can't kind of legislate for harmony mix that you've got, can you? It's either there or it isn't. You know, I always think sibling harmonies are beautiful, the Everly Brothers, the Louvin Brothers and everything else, but then you think Crosby, Stills and Nash. And there must be a moment where when you sat down and all three of you just went, oh, wow. The blend of the voice, this really works.
We were standing up.
We were standing up, and then we had to sit down.
Yeah, you
know, it was that fateful night in Printer's Alley, the fiddle and steel guitar bar. Mm-hmm. I go back there all the time in my mind because it's just like, gosh, our travels, the paths we all took in our lives to get there at that moment is just, it's remarkable to think about. And that buzz we felt immediately was sensational. A funny little backstory, though, in the Shelley Wright band on the road, Jay actually sang the high harmony above Shelley because he's got a great falsetto, and I sang the low fifth below Shelley on the road. So that night in that little club, Jay just looked over at me and said, hey, man, I'm going to do this first song. Take the high harmony above Gary. I'm going to take the low harmony. I was like, okay, why not? Let's try it. And my God, I'm glad he did because there's something. They're cousins, you know, so they have a blend together. It's really natural, and it's blood-driven. And for some reason, I mean, my voice just fit with them, and I mean, you can't really put a finger on why. It's just, we like to say it's how God works, you know? He puts people together for a reason, for a purpose, and I remember
hitting that chorus for the first time that night at the Fiddle and Steel Guitar Bar, and it was just, there was goosebumps everywhere, and we just kind of looked at each other like, what was that? What just happened there? What was that?
Yeah.
You know, let's bottle that up. Because it was, you know, we were just like, hey, kick off the song. Jay was like, you know, Jay was going to take his part. Joe Donnelly take the fifth, low fifth, and, you know, that was it. Yeah, that was the first song we did was a Shenandoah song.
Yeah.
It wasn't, it wasn't rocket science, though, but you can listen to Joe Don's voice and tell that he's a pure first tenor.
I had trouble
every night. When it came time for us to sing, it was really out of desperation and needing some help that I said, why don't you go ahead and sing above
you know,
Gary there.
What's funny, if I think about the Fiddle and Steel all the time, and back then that club, like I said, was really small, a little bar, couldn't fit maybe 30 people in it, and you couldn't really hear very well in that club. You could feel the energy from Jay's bass playing and the drummer we had, and sometimes Jay would play keys, but there was one little speaker up above Gary that was our monitor. And so in order for us three to hear each other, you had to sing so hard. And Gary already sings. He's a barrel-chested guy that's got a really massive voice. And so to get above him and hear yourself and hear your relative pitch, you know, just to kind of go for it, we learned and we honed our craft to sing hard and sing loud with Gary because of him. He's that nucleus, and he's that energy and the machine that drives Jay and I to sing up with him, you know. So he's brought us. And we found each other and brought each other where we are because of that little club, that little place we got our start.
Yeah. And, you know, things have changed a lot in the industry, haven't they, since then? I mean, there have been so many different, you know, on so many different levels, all the changes of technology.
Oh, yeah.
The industry has changed. You know, the record labels have there are less of them now. You know, there's the internet. There's all kinds of technology that you can use also in the studio to enhance or change the sound of the music and everything.
Yeah,
else.
There wasn't an American Idol back then either.
That's
so
right.
There wasn't this factory that could create stars literally overnight. You had to do it every night, practice,
absolutely,
and perform and hone your craft. And I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I loved those days of finding ourselves playing in those clubs because it ultimately prepared us for when our chance came to get in front of a larger audience. We knew how to entertain.
When they
take these kids from these TV shows, there are obviously exceptions to the rule, and I'm a big fan of these shows, but there are drawbacks because they don't learn how to become seasoned performers by the time they're released into the marketplace. And that's one thing that I'll forever be grateful for is that we were able to do that.
Absolutely. Because you figure out pretty quick what works and what doesn't because it's not all about music, especially as a new artist. You have one song, you have 3 minutes that somebody knows anything about you. So if you're going to put on a 20-minute show, you know, you're going to have to do cover tunes, and you're going to have to talk. You're going to have to say something to keep them engaged,
yeah.
You know. And there was no better training ground in the world for us than down here at this little honky-tonk.
Yeah. Gary tells a story about there was a tip bucket on that little stage we played, and that's really how we got paid, was through the tips. And he said, I mean, one night we looked down there, it was 27 cents in the tip jar.
Yeah. We're like, how do we split that three ways?
Yeah. Unbelievably so it is, but that's the good stuff.
We were humbled enough to not even take it. We said, you know what?
We left it in there.
Yeah, just leave it for the next person, because that may be all he gets.
Yeah.
And your friendship has seen you through all these moments, hasn't it? You know, because that's
not really, Bob.
It's just a friend.
It's just a businessman.
Is the cameras on? Okay, good.
Can we have heart to heart here? Yes, you know, there's something to be said about us. At the end of the day, it's always come back to not only the love of the music, but the love for each other. We, you know, we're certainly human like everyone else, and we fight like brothers, but we also love each other like brothers. That has definitely been the case over the years. And sometimes it's only been us. You know, we went through a rough time a few years ago where our record label shut down. We ended up in a management dispute and leaving our management, and we only had each other to rely on. And those are the times and those are the fires that I feel like have made us strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really.
And of course, you're bringing the whole show over to Britain for country to country. You know, I think you're going to enjoy it, really enjoy it.
We can't wait. We've been pumped up for 5 months about it, so we can't wait. And you know, another thing, too, is that we've surrounded ourselves with an amazing band, like Travis Toy, who's played banjo with us tonight, and he plays steel and he plays everything else. So, you know, us three, and we're bringing the boys with us, and you know, we'll see everybody at the O2. We can't wait.
Can't wait. I'm going to round off with a song of yours from the past, if I may, because Bless the Broken Road. I mean, I truly love this record. I'm just interested in how you found this song.
Oh, wow.
Well, I can tell you it was pitched to us for the first record. And at the time, we just didn't feel like it was the right time to cut it. And I distinctly remember going through my car and going through all of the CDs that I'd thrown in the back seat, and they were piling up, and they were in the floorboard and everywhere else. And I was going through the CDs and going through some old comps. We call them comp CDs, and it's just, you know, publishers get together and put together a list of songs on one CD for you to listen to for your consideration to cut for your record. And there was a song on there that caught my attention. It said, Bless the Broken Road. And I listened to it again, and I remember I was such a huge fan of Marcus Hummond, one of the writers of that song, of his voice. And I put it in to listen to it because I wanted to hear him sing it. And we were driving to dinner one night, and I had that CD in my car. And my wife looks at me, and she goes, who's that? And I said, well, that's Marcus Hummond. That's, you know, a song he wrote for us. She said, you guys are going to cut that, right? I said, well, I don't know. I mean, we hadn't talked about it again. It's a great song. She said, you guys really, really need to cut that song. For whatever it's worth, she said, I don't know anything about music or whatever, but I think that's a great song.
Yeah, it's always good to follow a woman's instinct, isn't it?
Well, I told her she had no idea what she was talking about. I mean, she got really, really frustrated.
Does she remind you that she was right?
Gary, we all know what that's like.
Yes, we do. Yes, yes.
Every time the song's on the radio.
Told you so.
Told you.
Yeah, exactly.
Told you that was a great song.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, that song had its own broken road. You know, in a sense, it's like, wow, they, you know, a lot of great artists cut that song, But wow, it was magic for us, you know.
Well, this has been magic. I've really enjoyed this so much. It's great to see you guys, and we will see you in the UK.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yes. Can't wait to get back.
Right.